Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart. It's so wonderful to have you here. This is Conscious Connection. I have a fantastic interview with a dear friend and phenomenal international psychic who does numerology, life blueprint readings, life navigation coaching, personal and professional development. He's a dear friend, and he's just an amazing, he considers himself an awakener, has been doing intuitive readings and numerology for over 28 years. He's been working in an international global clientele and has created a rock star career as an intuitive reader. And he helps people see what they can't see in order to achieve their dreams. So he's just an open guy, very generous, and you're going to love our interview with him tonight, David Grude, who's a dear friend. It's tomorrow in Australia, so he is on the line here. Let me get him. Hold on, please, for a Conscious Connection with David Grude. Hello, David. Are you there?
I am. How are you, Gary?
Hey, good, good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. We have someone else holding. I don't know who it is, but let's just start off with you. I'm very excited to have you. Thanks for making all the effort to call us all the way from Perth, Australia. I greatly appreciate it. And it's just fantastic to have you on our show for our listeners at Conscious Connection here. So, David, I've been a client and a friend, so I know your magical talents and how you interconnect people to support each other's greatness, which is also the sign of mastery that you share. And many of us in these fields, generosity is how the universe works. So it's just wonderful to meet like-minded people who want the best for anyone. It's not just come to one person only and they're the be-all, end-all, but just a group of people to support you in different levels of your dream. So how does someone, like a client you work with, know when they've achieved a level of mastery?
When people get to a certain level of comfort with something that they're doing, where they feel very fluid in being able to work with it in a way of being able to not only understand it completely, but to take it to a level of whatever they're doing to where they want it to go, and to be able to share that with others.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people get to a new level of mastery. It's like being at the top of a mountain and not knowing mm-hmm. what the views are around you until you get to that point with it.
Right.
And then when you get there, it's like, wow, look at these views. How amazing is this?
Mm-hmm.
I never dreamed mm-hmm. I could work with what I'm doing and take it to this level to where
mm-hmm.
I can really create something exceptional with it.
Yeah. And the great thing I love about the way you work is you show us that and help get us there. But if you know someone else who can assist you in that, because we don't have to climb that mountain by ourselves. We can have many different people helping us to that summit. And the people you've referred me to have just been absolutely profound and phenomenal in the angles of support that they give. It's almost like you present someone, there's a diamond here, and I know this person who polished this facet, and then I can show you what the diamond is. Then I know someone else who support that facet. So the light that emanates from that pure desire of achievement just reflects all the brighter with many people polishing the stone.
We never stop clearing and processing our whole tour through here as human beings. We're always
yes.
and letting go and processing things. And what people...
Absolutely.
What people don't always realize is that the more we clear, the more freer we are, the more
mm-hmm.
grace and light and freedom we have available and access to within ourselves and in our lives.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And I'm an oldster at this point. And, you know, I thought doing primal therapy when I was young, I'd kind of been there, done that, then, you know, my constellation training. But it's just life is never ending, unwinding and unfolding, and different layers come up at different times. And if you can just embrace the goodness of it all, because I really believe to be on Earth, to be incarnating on Earth, it's a big school. And we're all here to learn the lessons in one way or form, either act out the lessons or learn the lessons. So I think it is never ending. And if you consider the human soul as eternal. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, when we're bound in all of our wiring, whether it's our issues or our thinking or belief systems, emotional systems, you know, we can't always extrapolate ourselves from it all by ourselves. It usually requires some outside facilitation to, because we're so close to it. We're so enmeshed in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's so true. And you know what I find? My constellation work gives you objectivity and to see what's going on, because we use representatives to see it. But some of the people you've referred me to, like Mana and other people, they have shown me things that I don't necessarily see, or people close to me see, where they're a total stranger, so to speak, that I would trust because I trust you. They have an objectivity on the bigger spiritual picture or even life mission that I may not be able to see because I'm living the life mission as opposed to having someone else witness it and say, hey, did you think about tinkering with this? Hey, this needs some tinkering, you know? And it's wonderful to have fellow healers and people I respect have that objectivity to guide me and say, hey, don't forget to pay attention to that. And that in itself has just been tremendously supportive. And I can't thank you enough for the referrals I've gotten and how they've helped me be the great person that I am, even greater. And it's always reciprocal.
I love your constellation work, and you are a master at it. You know, you make it so easy for people to really face some of the deepest, darkest issues and places and clear them pretty easily without a lot of drama. And I just love the way you work with people. It has so much light.
Thank you.
And you also bring humor to it, which makes it a lot more fun.
Palatable, yeah. Yeah. So just a question for you here. What's the bridge between being committed towards creating something different versus making it happen? I think this will be very good for our listeners.
Well, this there'd be a few things I'd have to say about this.
Yeah.
There's a difference between...
We have people calling in. We might have to take a question or two here, but yeah, go for that,
no
and then
worries.
We'll see who's on the line holding.
You know, there's a difference between people knowing what they want and thinking about it versus actually doing it and making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, without committed actions, it's only a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
And if the committed actions are missing and the follow-through is missing, then what happens is it's like an airplane of an idea and people aren't landing the plane. The plane is flying around
and
it's not landing.
Or it can't take off either. Yeah, or it can't take off because they just had the idea, oh, I'm on a plane, I can fly. Well, unless you really want to lift off, it's not going to go anywhere. So you can be on the runway.
And a lot of people, and a lot of people get completely caught up in the labyrinth of, how do I do this?
Right.
And they can spend years there, you know, in that labyrinth of, like, how do I do this? Where what's really missing are the actions and the follow through.
Right, exactly.
And the thing is that, again, it's like coaching really supports people in this, because with a coach, you have someone to not only point out your blind spots, but to be an interruption in your life to show you, hey, what are you doing here? More of what you know gets you more of the same. Doing something different gets you something different.
Right, which is Einstein's definition of insanity, I think. Repeating the same thing that caused the problem, repeating it over and over again is not going to be the solution. You got to really be outside the box. And sometimes, you know, someone who can be objective and say, hey, do you realize you're doing this? You're a squirrel in a cage. And, you know, the people don't realize they're creating that cage. And that's why the outside...
And people get very caught up in... Yeah. People get very caught up in micromanaging everything that they're working with in their lives and controlling
mm-hmm.
it in a certain way
mm-hmm.
where it doesn't allow it to grow or become bigger or become something different because they're so caught up in
mm-hmm.
micromanaging it all.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So shall we see who's calling? They've been waiting for 20 minutes. Shall we see who's on the line?
Sure.
And we still have some more
Absolutely.
Questions. Thank you, people at Conscious Connection, for listening to my fantastic person, David Groot, here. Let's see who's been holding. Hello, this is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection with David Groot. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hi, my name is Katie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I didn't know if you were taking questions or...
Well, we have a lot to cover,
sure,
but
sure.
you've been waiting. We want to honor whatever your question is.
Oh, thank you.
And Katie,
thank
what's
you.
The month and day you were born? Not the year, just the month and the day.
Sure, June 26th.
Okay.
And my question is about work. If you see one or two projects coming into fruition this year for me?
I do. You know, in your numerology, you're in a number right now until your birthday where you're negotiating and different agreements or contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And so not everybody has the same timing that you do.
Okay.
So there's things you could do to move it along, but people have different timing. And after your birthday, you have more, you have a celebration number and a success number where you have more prosperity and you'll have a lot of things to celebrate. So yes, I do see the projects coming. There's the timing is different than how you may be holding it or thinking about it, but they are
mm-hmm.
coming. And you were talking about a couple projects from what I heard you say. I see three.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's even more. Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
because there's another
happening.
One you don't know about yet. And it's definitely in the works.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you. So
mm-hmm.
two are the
You're
ones
welcome.
That I'm thinking about and one somebody's going to offer me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
Fantastic.
One you don't know
wow.
about yet.
Aw, thank
Great.
You.
Well, thank you very
Pleasure.
Much. Please keep listening. We have a lot more to cover here, and I'm going to have David's personal information up as soon as we finish the show with the interview and how to contact David directly for more sessions and more input. Okay, thank you very much. We're going to keep
Fantastic.
Listening on the line.
Thank
there's one other caller we're going to check in with, so just hold that thought. And let me try our other person. Hello, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection, interviewing David Groot. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hi, Gary. This is Gigi. How are you?
Good, good. And do you have a question
yes.
for David?
I do. Hi, David.
Hi, Judy.
Hi there. I would also like to know what's coming up for me in the way of financial resources, career, self-employment, that whole genre.
What's your month and day you were born, not the year?
Okay, 7/17.
So July 17th?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. It's funny because after your year right now you've been in is good, but after your birthday in July, you're in a workaholic year. So you're going to be working so much after your birthday, it's going to be like, wow. It's all going to be about, you know, really focusing. and you'll feel like you have your nose to the grindstone after your birthday. I see you going through a really big reprioritization of your financial values and thinking after your birthday, but I also see you making more money, and I see you working harder. So you're going to get even more committed to it. You're going to have to be really selective about which work you take on, because you've got to be working where you're valued and not just where it's expected or taken for granted.
Right.
And not everyone shows up in that way around you. So then I would ask you to look at, you know, where am I not valuing myself for employers or people that I'm doing jobs for to not show up with valuing me completely?
Right.
Because if you're valuing you, if you're valuing you on all levels, you know, that's what's going to show up around you.
Very true.
So you get to really boost that.
That's great.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, Judy, thank you very much for calling in. Please stay on the line here. I have a couple more questions for David, and we'll be posting the show with David's contact information at the end of the show. So you can like the show on Blog Talk, and you'll get information with the live link about the interview and your question being answered, plus David's contact information. So we're going to continue with the interview with David now. This is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection interviewing David Grood, which I'm thrilled to have as a dear friend and peer as well. So David, first of all, I want to say that all cancers are on the line. I'm a Cancer moon child. The first person and the second person were all cancers, which is kind of interesting that three cancers are on the show here.
Yeah, what day are you, Gary?
I'm June 24th.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just interesting.
That's interesting.
All three people. Yeah, it really is just kind of serendipitous. So what can people do individually to forward their lives?
Well, you know, people don't always take the time to connect with their universal connection, their bigger connection with spirit, with their soul.
Mm-hmm.
So they go about handling all the things that they need to handle or think that they need to handle to manage life, but they don't always take the time out consistently to connect with their bigger self, their bigger connection with the universe. And I always think that that improves everything when we take the time to be in gratitude for what we do have, for all the lessons, all the learning, for everything. And gratitude always boosts the energy. It's the energy behind things that make things successful. So people need to look at, well, what energy am I bringing to what I'm doing? And if the energy is flat, why am I doing it? And if the energy is flat and I'm not connected or inspired by it or connected with my heart, why am I doing it? Am I doing it for me? Am I doing it for someone else? Am I doing it because I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing and I think that's going to get me what I want because that's just what I know, so I just do what I know automatically?
Right.
Or am I really going to set things up in a way to really be inspired by taking more risk that are appropriate? Okay, appropriate risk. And, you know, to really feel something that I feel authentically connected with that, you know, really moves me to want to show up for and create with every day.
Yeah. And I think a lot of
people,
you know, because a lot of people, they're in a comfort zone where they, you know, what I commonly call the devil you know. And when they think of jumping off a cliff, like starting a new career or a business or whatever, they're so filled with trepidation that they're going to fall down
and not succeed, but at the same time, the boredom of not moving forward really paralyzes people because, you know, everyone, of course, wants to eat and have a roof over their head. So that's, you know, that's a determining factor for a lot of people. But the other thing is when you have the energetic support or people like you to say, hey, have you thought about this? Or, hey, it looks like this is the real direction you should go in. It almost like helps people attain the courage they need to take that step forward and trust. I find the biggest issue most people have, myself included, is trust. Trust that things are going to work out for the best. Trust that we have the skills and the wherewithal to make what we want happen. Otherwise, we're victims of life rather than the creators of our own destiny.
Yeah, and people really, it's important to notice where they feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the energy is what's going to connect them.
Right. Yeah. And they're going to harness that to make the change they need to make to achieve their dream or goal or whatever. You know, there was one quote, I forget who did it, if it was Tony Robbins or Warren Buffett. It might have been Richard Branson. He said, being comfortable, being enthusiastic, even if you fail, is the real goal. Because everyone who's failed, even in, these are big business, multimillionaire people, billionaire, and they know that even if they fail at something, that was the learning curve they needed to experience and stay enthusiastic about their original dream so they can still push forward and not make that mistake again. So it's like failing with enthusiasm is the goal, not so much having it safe and unadventurous, so to speak, which leads to stagnation and monotony at best. So I think that would be good for our listeners. Now, a lot of people, I know you're in Australia, so you might have a different view of America right now. There's a lot of turmoil happening with the current administration and drama every day of the week. But what do you feel is going on globally that's influencing people's lives?
I think what people don't always realize, unless they're traveling more or living out of the country, is that our world has become much more of a global citizen. And what I mean by that is people are changing countries. People come from all different countries to different cities. So you're really dealing with a global perspective and not just a perspective of a country.
Right.
Or a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's much more integrated and mixed up these days everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
People pursue jobs in other countries for a while. People pursue
right.
relationships that take them to other countries or other cities.
Mm-hmm.
People are coming together more culturally in different ways. And it's really changing the face of our world. And how people are able to move through the world and experience it.
And do you feel that's
influencing
people's lives?
Our world is becoming much more integrated.
Right. Mm-hmm. And diverse, too, in every country.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can't, And one other thing to that. There's
yeah.
been an expectation that people have had, whether they've voiced it or not, that governments are going to take care of them, that governments
right.
are going to bring the world through to what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And more and
mm-hmm.
more, we're seeing the dysfunction of politics
right.
and governments throughout the world and that
mm-hmm.
how that expectation doesn't really apply.
Right, exactly.
It's more, I went to an event in Sydney through it was a brand accelerator through Key Person of Influence, and they were saying that it's the entrepreneurs that are going to bring the world through,
right?
Because they were feeling that the governments can be so dysfunctional, it's the entrepreneurs that are really going to make things happen.
Oh, and we see that happening.
But
I belong to a lot of high-end business groups, and women are taking their destiny in their own hands over and over again. Women are creating the opportunity. They're creating the jobs. They are really creating the reality they want to live in, and it's so empowering to see that women aren't being subservient to the system, but they're creating their opportunity and successful businesses across the land. So I really think that's great hope for the integration of the powerful feminine, the divine feminine, which is really being birthed right now, to take charge of their own life and destiny. And that in and of itself, I don't know if you know this, in America, there's like 200 women running for office for the next midterm elections across the land. So they're really taking charge and stepping up, which is absolutely wonderful.
And in order to clear the dysfunction within ourselves and globally, it requires everybody to move into a new level of trust,
Real.
To go to that next level. And that next level is there.
Yeah, it's probably already in existence. We just have to make the choices to get there, because energetically
Absolutely.
It's already a reality. Yeah, and we only have a couple minutes left here, so I just really want to make sure that, and how can people have a reading from you to support their life getting back on track?
People can go to my website, which is www.innerprecision.com, and get in touch with me that way and email me. Or you can 707 area code 548-7500. That's 707 area code 548-7500, and my website is innerprecision.com.
Yes, I'm going to have all that information as well as the link to the show here in your bio. So I will have that for all our listeners here at Conscious Connection. We have a couple more minutes, David, about just under three here before I have to end the show here. So what can someone expect from having a reading from you?
They can expect a lot of clarity. You know, one moment of clarity can change everything. And the clarity that comes through in a life, in a reading, could take years to arrive at in life.
Right.
Because remember when I spoke about earlier how we get so attached to wanting things to show up in a certain way or a certain priority or to match the pictures and timing that we have in our minds about things. Yet if we're open to shifting that a little or for the perspectives to be a little different, the clarity that comes through is a game changer. And it can change someone's whole trajectory with what they're doing and what they see as being possible for themselves in relationship to what they're doing. I help people to not only discover their gifts, I help people to develop their gifts and to bring what they're doing to a whole other level.
Yes. And as a client and dear friend, I can tell our listeners from personal experience, it's definitely true. You're not making this up. It's no pie in the sky. I've been helped tremendously by your insights, but some of the people you referred me to, and the gentleman Mana from Hawaii, he said, why aren't you getting help? Why do you continue to struggle? And I've really looked at my depression issues from my family system of that I've been carrying and acting out, so to speak, even at this age and knowing what I do. So it's been incredible to allow myself to be helped, to not suffer and struggle to make it on a bigger platform. So I'm forever grateful that you referred me to someone like that, and that's what they saw I needed, and I've had no fear and no guilt about receiving it and just going after it, and it's made my life easy. It's made things flow, so I'm forever grateful for that.
What's so awesome about you, Gary, is you walk your talk and you do your clearing.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're a living example of how that shows up and what opens up as a result.
Exactly, exactly. It's been absolutely wonderful. We have less than a minute left, David, so I know it's been wonderful. So this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I have the fantastic person I just interviewed, David Grood, and I have all his contact information plus the show link, which I'll be posting on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter in probably the next 5 to 10 minutes when the show processes. And David, it's just been wonderful for you to take time out of your busy day back to the future here in Los Angeles area when you're in Perth, Australia. So it's just been wonderful to have our callers and to have you share your information and your fantastic talents. And and your connections of great people that can support anyone's growth. So I thank you, David, for being a fantastic guest. And this is Gary Stewart from Conscious Connection. And thank you all for listening. And I'll be posting all the links within the next 5 or 10 minutes. And as I say, namaste till next time. Thank you, David.
Gary, thank
we
you
will
for
talk
all
to
your
you
generosity
again.
And for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.